Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, television neighbor, to this television neighborhood. You ever seen anything that looked like this? This is called an otoscope. It's like a flashlight, and it's something that doctors use when they want to take a very careful look in your ears. See if I can turn it on. You can see the flashlight part. See that? Well, this particular otoscope belongs to a pediatrician friend of mine. Do you know what a pediatrician is? It's a doctor who takes care of children when they're ill and helps them to keep well. My friend knows how important it is to talk about things that people might not understand. She and I both know how people like to be told things. I even sing about it sometimes. If you know that song that I sometimes sing called I Like to Be Told, sing it with me. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow. And I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. There are many things that children wonder about, aren't there? Well, when you're wondering about something, you can always ask the people you love about it, because they were children once too, and they know how people like to be told all kinds of things. Well, one child I know is going to have her checkup at my friend's pediatric office today. And I asked if it was all right if we came to watch, and they said it was. So I'll call to see if we can go right now. Hello, Jane. It's Fred Rogers. I wondered if it was all right to come right away. Oh, Julie, good. Fine. We'll be right over. Bye-bye. We may go, and I'll take back this otoscope that I borrowed. Come along. Hi. Hi, Delia. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I think Dr. Breck's expecting
you. Okay, let me just go back and check. You can have a seat.
Thanks so much.
Story.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good. You come for a family checkup?
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to find a story to read, Brand?
Hello, Fred.
Hey, how are you, Dr. David?
Fine, thanks. It's good to see you. Jane told me you'd be stopping by.
Yes, I'm hoping to see a checkup of one of her patients.
Good.
Are you leaving?
Yes, I'm on my way to the hospital to see some newborn babies.
Oh, well, they're lucky to have you for their doctor.
Thank you very much. I enjoy working with them.
How's your family?
They're doing great, thanks.
Well, please give them all my love, will you?
Will do. You
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Bye, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
This way, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, thanks.
Julie had any illnesses since the last time I saw her?
Nothing recently.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda. Hi, Jane.
Well, hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for loaning me that otoscope.
Well, you're very welcome.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Dr. Breck.
Hi.
Is this Julie?
Yes.
Hi,
you
Julie.
Know Julie?
Sure.
My patient, and her brother, Louis, and her mother, Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Mr. Rogers.
Glad to see you. Julie, is it all right if I watch your checkup? Thank you. I'll just wait over here. You're a fine girl.
Okay. Well, Julia, are you all ready for your checkup? I'm going to start by listening to your chest with my stethoscope. Sometimes it feels a little cold. Does it feel cold? A little bit? Everything sounds good. Now I'd like you to take a deep breath. Good again. And once more. You did that very well. Okay. Now, Mr. Rogers brought back the otoscope that I loaned him. So I'm going to show him how we use it.
That's a different one, though, isn't it?
It's a little different. It's attached to the wall. And when I look in your ears, I put this piece on. So now it's an otoscope. And which ear would you like me to look at first? That one. Okay. Now let's see this ear. That's a healthy ear. Now the other ear. Very good. Two healthy ears.
It has a little rubber tube on it.
It has a tube and a little bulb. And I squeeze that when I'm looking at Julie's ears so that I can tell if her eardrums vibrate the way they should.
Oh, I see.
And sometimes it tickles just a little, doesn't it? Okay.
I just make a funny face.
You what?
I just make a funny face.
You make a funny face.
When something tickles.
Sure.
Now I'd like to see your mouth. Remember how you open your mouth real wide, stick your tongue out, and say, ah. Very good. I'm going to use my helper stick to help hold your tongue down while you say ah once more.
Ah.
Good. That was wonderful. Okay. Now remember sometimes when you look at the light, I ask you to watch the light move to this side. Watch the light move over here. Watch it go up, down. Watch it get closer. And far away. Very nice. Now I'm going to use my other light. This light is called an ophthalmoscope. And when I look in your eyes with this light, I'd like you to look straight ahead at the little spot on the wall, the little green spot. Do you see that? Okay, look right at the green spot. Okay, now for the other eye, I'd like you to look at the little picture over there. You see the picture of the sailboat? Okay. Look at the sailboat while I look at your eye. Very good.
When you look in somebody's eye, Dr. Breck, You can't tell what they're thinking, can you?
No, I see the back of their eye called the retina.
Oh.
Yes. Now, I'd like you to lie down, put your head here, and your feet there, your hands at your side. Are you comfortable? Good, okay. Now remember, I always check your tummy to see if it's healthy. So I'm going to feel your tummy on this side. Feel your tummy on this side. That's a pretty healthy tummy. Okay, now remember, every time I give you a checkup, I check under your panties to make sure you're healthy. Okay. The parts we call your private parts. You remember you always keep covered up. Keep your private parts clean and covered. And no one should check under there except mommy or daddy or the doctor. Okay? If anybody wants to touch you under your panties or check under your panties, you say no and tell mommy, okay? All right, now I want to see your legs and let's see how strong they are. Oh, very nice. Those are healthy legs. Do you like to run? Do you? Do you run fast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Real fast. Until the time that I fall down.
Until you fall down. And then, sometimes when you fall down, I'll bet you get some of these little boo-boos, don't you?
But outside, sometimes I fall inside.
Uh-huh. But they look like they're getting better. They're okay. They're pretty good. Now slide your legs around over the edge like that. And I'm going to get my reflex hammer. We call that the tapping hammer. Do you remember that? Okay. Do you remember? This is a soft hammer. It's not a regular hammer. You feel it. Good. Let's let Mr. Rogers feel that, too.
Oh, that's like rubber, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze it.
Okay. And I'm going to tap your knees. Now this one. And now I'm going to tap up here. We watch your fingers jump.
Mm.
And this one. Oh, you helped me that time, didn't you? Okay, just let your fingers relax while I tap. Good. Atta girl. Okay, now I'd like to help you down so that you can stand here in the middle of the floor. And I'd like to see how you walk on your tippy toes. Take a few steps up on your tippy toes. Oh, that was very good. Now show me how you walk on your heels. That's very good. Now show me how you stand on one foot. The other foot. Good. Can you hop on one foot, Julie?
Wow.
Very nice. Okay, let's see how you grew since the last time you had a checkup. Put your 2 feet together in the middle of the scale. That's good. And let's see how much you weigh today. You've grown since the last time you've put on another pound and a half. Now I want to see how tall. Today, you're quite a big girl. Okay, come on back and I'll help you climb up. We're almost done. Isn't she a good climber?
Oh, she's great.
I can even climb on monkey bars.
She even climbs on monkey bars.
On the monkey bars.
She's a good climber.
I climb from the bottom to the top.
Oh, do you like to do that? You're such a fine girl.
I'm getting swing set pretty soon.
You're what?
I'm getting a swing set.
Oh, you're getting a swing set pretty soon? And you have a new brother, don't you?
Yeah.
He's 1 month old. And you're the big sister.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Uh-huh.
Julie, when you think of coming to see Dr. Breck. Are you glad when you're able to come to see her? To have your check up here? Because you like her, huh? Uh-huh. Oh, boy, you really are big. And a healthy young lady, isn't she?
Yes, she had a good checkup today.
Can you do this?
I'm not sure that I can. I can try. Like that.
That was pretty good.
Can you do that?
I'm not sure that I can. Is it all right if I sit up here and try that? see now. And what did you do? Like that? That's fun. Could we go like that? You hit and hit my hand. That's good. Well, that's just a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
Here are your clothes. Does she get to put on her clothes now?
Yes,
pretty soon?
Now that your exam is all finished and you had a good checkup, you can get dressed. I think she'd like to play a little longer with you, Mr. Rogers.
I like you, Julie.
Can you do this?
Well, I'll try that when I get back to my place. Okay? Glad to see you. Thanks so much.
Nice. You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Jane.
Nice to have you, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. How did it go?
Oh, just fine.
Good.
Julie is a very healthy child.
Oh, good.
Later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Well, you know, Julie's been going to see Dr. Breck ever since she was a little baby. So they know each other very well. It takes a while for doctors and children to get to know each other well. And, of course, Julie's mother got to be with her the whole time and see everything that was going on in that checkup. Have you ever had a checkup like that? Did any of it hurt? Well, if a doctor has to give you a shot, sometimes that does hurt, doesn't it? Shots are like big pinches. But the hurt goes away after a while. That's something that I know for sure. And another thing I know for sure is that doctors can't tell what children are thinking and feeling by looking through their equipment or any other way. Only you know what you're thinking and feeling. Those are all things that you can talk about with the people you love. It's important talk. Well, let's have some make-believe. Last time we pretended that X's cousin Mary Owl had come to visit, and X had given her a wonderful welcome. We also found out that Betty Templeton and James Michael Jones had adopted a little baby girl. Well, let's think some more about all of those people now as we pretend that we're on our way to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, trolley, yes, Ms. Owl, I do have some cousins.
Oh, good.
Of course, they are all royal.
Of course, mine are all owls.
Oh, naturally.
Hello, Owl and King.
Oh, Niece Aberlin, I presume.
You presume correctly, Uncle Friday.
You are just the person I wanted to see next.
Oh, well, here I am.
Do you have any cousins?
Yes, you see, I am the daughter of Uncle Friday's older sister, Claire. But my cousins are the sons of his younger brother, Paul. And, of course, their names are Nikki, Quentin, Polly, and Kevin.
Nikki, Quentin, Polly, and Kevin, so you have four cousins.
And Prince Tuesday makes five.
Oh, of course, Prince Tuesday makes five cousins for Lady Aberlin.
That's right.
Why is it that you need to know about cousins, Ms. Owl?
Well, I'm planning a cousin reunion. And anyone who is a cousin or has a cousin is invited to come.
Well, that should be lovely. I will play the bass violin.
Well, I'm just planning it right now, but I'll be back in touch with you both.
Oh, farewell then.
Yes, farewell. Farewell.
Very good. Cousin reunion.
Oh, Uncle Friday.
Yes?
Isn't it exciting about the new Jones baby?
Oh, yes, the adopted baby doll.
Oh, it's not a baby doll, Uncle Friday.
Oh, not the kind you find in a store? And...
Oh, no, no. This is a real adopted baby.
Oh, well, of course, then, that's very exciting.
I'm going to Southwood now to see her again. Oh, I just love being close to that little family.
But I shall send you a gift for the baby.
Oh, how kind of you, Uncle Friday.
Let me think now. What would that little girl baby enjoy? I know. I'll be right back.
Oh, I wonder what he'll give to her. Something soft and warm. Something that feels good.
Here is a picture for that little baby. A picture of a real king.
Maybe I could even give her a royal kiss for you.
Oh, well, yes, if that seems appropriate.
Oh, it is appropriate, Uncle Friday. Babies love to be loved.
Then you may offer a royal kiss along with the picture.
Thank you. See you later.
Farewell, niece. A lovely idea, sending that picture to the little girl.
Oh, Dr. Bill's in Southwood. Maybe I'll see him there.
Don't you think she's the loveliest baby you ever saw, Dr. Bill?
Oh, she's a beautiful child. You must be very proud of her.
Oh, we found it very difficult to sleep last night, Dr. Bill.
Oh, was the baby crying?
Oh, no. It was just that we were so excited and we wanted everything to be just right.
Well, I can understand that, Bill, well. You know, this little baby's coming has made you a father, James.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yes, isn't it wonderful? Sometimes I wonder if I'll be a good mother at my age.
Well, every mother wonders about that.
But how can you be a good mother, Dr. Bill?
Well, just by being yourself and asking for help when you need it.
Well, yes, I should remember that. After all, I did raise Janie.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hello.
How's the baby?
Why, she's a very healthy wee girl. I'm just finishing my examination. I'm glad to be her pediatrician.
Did you hear what the baby's name is, Lady A?
No. What are you going to name her?
Would you like to tell her, Betty, or should I?
Well, James, we thought of the name together. Why don't we just say it together? It's so musical anyway. The whole world could say it together.
I can hardly wait to hear it.
Our baby's name is Carrie Del Okanuck Templeton Jones.
Carrie Del Okanuck Templeton Jones.
She's named for the members of Betty's family, James' family, and my family.
Oh. It's a long name, but we're all going to call her Carrie Dell.
Oh, I think that's just wonderful. And Carrie Dell, I bring you something from King Friday the 13th.
Well.
Oh, that's the first I've heard her talk.
Well, you can tell King Friday that his picture made an impression.
He sent her something else, too.
Now, what else would King Friday send beside his picture?
A royal kiss.
What thoughtful neighbors we have.
Well, I need to get back to my neighborhood office.
Thank you very much for your kind attention, Dr. Bill.
And may Carrie Dell grow into a Bill healthy woman.
Amen.
And she can call me Uncle Keith.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. In fact, I think that everything is wonderful.
And that baby of yours could tell already how you love her, Betty.
Oh, Dr. Bill, you make a mother feel so good.
That's the kindest thing you could have told me, Betty. Now, goodbye to you all, and here's a platypus kiss to go along with a royal one, Carrie Dell. Well...
Dr. Bill, I'm going to stay and visit here.
Well, I'll tell your uncle. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Dr. Bill.
Goodbye, Dr. Bill.
She's a lovely baby. Why, it's Carrie Dell Okanok Templeton Jones. I'll say, I'm going to tell King Friday how much she liked his picture and his kiss. You too, Charlie.
Carrie Dell Okanok Templeton Jones. I guess everyone will call her Carrie Dell. And someday she'll know that that's her very own name. Of course, the most important thing about her is that so many people love her already. Somewhere deep inside of her, she must know that. And that's the most important thing for a baby to know. I guess it's the most important thing for anybody to know, that people can love us just the way we are. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you. In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. I hope you're learning to love people besides your mom and dad. Friends are very important when children are growing up. In fact, friends are very important all through our lives. No matter who you are certainly somebody that people can love. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how, by just your being yourself. There's only one person in this whole world like you. People can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.